Welcome, and thanks for joining us on the Xbox Insider Podcast. We have a good group here today, and we're going to go ahead and go over a whole bunch of things, what's going on in the world of Xbox currently, and also the new releases of last week and this coming week. I am Tamazander, Edward, as you know from the forums, and I'm joined here with Aaron, who is Aaron on the forums.
Hello.
Our founder, Fuller, also Fuller on the forums. Kesmer, Jason.
Hello.
And joining us this week, we have a very special guest from our community, forum member Count Yoda.
Hello.
So, what we're going to do is let's go ahead and just jump in right now and just talk about a little bit about what came out last week. Now, last week in the U.S., Watchmen, The End Is Nigh, Parts 1 and 2 was released actually as a full Xbox 360 game rather than two Xbox Live Arcade games. Now, the Xbox Live Arcade game, the second part, is releasing later on and after the Summer of Arcade. Also, in terms of full releases in the U.S., GeForce for the upcoming Disney movie was released, and also the Rock Band Country Track Pack. In the UK, Watchmen was released as well, with no big releases in Australia. Now, everywhere, US, UK, and Australia, all got the arcade hit, as it's become, from Twisted Pixel Games, Explosion Man. Now, Watchmen, I know, Yoda, you actually like that game, the first part, right?
Yeah, I like the first part. And I was kind of mad that the second part, like, everyone else gets it. Got it on the original release date, the second part, but for 360, unless you buy the disc, either way until August 29th, I think. But I can understand the Summer of Arcade coming out. They didn't want to put some game that a lot of people would hate in there, so.
Is the game really that bad then?
I like it. You know, a lot of people hate it, so. But I like bad games, so I shouldn't be talking.
At least you're honest. All right, I guess that's my job then. The big news in 360 this week, Treyarch's Call of Duty World at War is getting a new map pack, Map Pack 3, which should be exciting if you love the game. The new dashboard update is coming on August 11 for all those 360 users that will be excited for this. A bunch of new changes coming. At Comic-Con this week, the Halo anime, Halo Legends, was announced. Rockstar's GTA 4 is getting its expansion, Ballad of Gay Tony, which is coming out, got dated for October 29th. EA's Battlefield 1943, the arcade game that got released 2 weeks ago, has sold 600,000 copies, which is an amazing achievement personally, even though there's server problems, well, there was back then. And finally, there has been 11.2 million 360 shipped in 2009, which is a fantastic achievement for all.
11.2 million consoles. That's great because that means that we're actually growing here. And I think that's what we're really aiming for. So I think that's excellent news for Xbox. Speaking of Xbox, I guess I'll shoot out Aaron. What have you been up to this week on your Xbox?
Well, at the start of the week, I was actually playing quite an old game, Alone in the Dark. I did a bit of an Edward on this one. That'd be you, Edward. The full 1000G, just to play it. I didn't really like the game that much. I know your review says a little bit to the otherwise, but the glitches and some of the scripting in the game was just pretty terrible. Like, they could have spent a lot more time doing certain things. Maybe they rushed it, but I do like the inventory system, though, where you can combine all the weapons together, but that's kind of outweighed by the terrible car driving and a bit of a dodgy ending. But, yeah, other than that, I've been playing Explosion Man, this week's big arcade release. I've been playing that. I completed the single-player campaign, the release date. It was so addictive. And then the day afterwards, I went to a little bit of a Halo LAN party, and we played the four-player local, which was also brilliant. But I will get on more to Explosion Man later. So, Jason, what have you been playing this week?
I've actually been playing a bit of Infinite Undiscovery, which I think I've spoken about before is not a good game. I've been playing it to also go for the 1000G. Unfortunately, it's exceptionally difficult, and some of the achievements are just absolutely ridiculously insane and doesn't need to be that hard, but that's all right. I've also been playing some Explosion Man, which is fantastic. Playing some more Battlefield 1943 and playing some Worms 2 Armageddon, so I'm really smashing the arcade games this week. What about you, Fuller?
Yeah, this week I've been playing Battlefield 1943, which is immensely popular, and it's a pretty fun game, but I found that it's full of glitches. For example, the best squad achievement glitch, which it appears to unlock randomly, despite if you're in a squad or not. And then I've also been playing, well, finishing up Ice Age 3, which for the full 1000G is pretty easy, but I wouldn't recommend it for anybody other than a six-year-old, because it's pretty crappy and it's just not a good game. And then I've gone back to Red Faction Guerrilla to finish up, well, really just start it, because I didn't get that far into it, so pretty much right at the start, but I'm really enjoying that. It's really good. Again, over to Yoda now. What have you been playing this week, mate?
Well, I've been playing a variety of things. I've been playing a lot of arcade games like Rocket Riot and Explosion Man. But I've been playing Medal of Honor Airborne and Frontline Field of War, and no, I am not aiming for 1,000 out of 1,000 like everyone else in the party. And also, I've been playing Blaze Blue, which has been really fun and really weird, but it's a really fun game. I'm surprised how complex the story is for a fighting game in this first edition. So, Tam, what have you been playing?
Well, as you guys know, because I think everyone here has made fun of me for it, I was playing Hot Wheels Beat That.
Achievement Hall.
Yes, and I did beat that, and I got my 1,000 points, and I took it back to the store. I have not, and I think I've been the only person here that has not been playing Explosion Man yet, because there are things I need to do before that. I have started to play Flock from Proper Games, and also I did rent Eat Lead, The Legend of Matt Hazard. Is that the name of it?
Yeah, it is. I actually enjoyed it.
It's very fun. It's very fun. I really, really like it so far.
It's meant to be pretty funny.
Yes, I like that. I really do. I really, really like it. So, I mean, what I'm really going to do is you know, play that. But like I said, I know I need to go ahead and finish some other things first right now. Of course, finishing up Flock. So I'll probably hit that next week. Beat Eat Lead and then hit some Explosion Man. And speaking of Explosion Man, that was pretty much this week's big release on the Summer of Arcade. And I must say, it's kind of taken the community I know, and I know a lot of people around Xbox Live by storm, because it is amazingly fun. Now, I have not played it yet, but Aaron, Fuller, Pez, Yoda, I know you guys have.
I haven't.
You haven't? You're like me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We're buddies, twins.
Yeah, I've been playing that this week. In fact, it's pretty much all I've been playing for the past 2 or 3 days since it was released. It's got an amazing amount of content to the actual game itself, with the 50 single levels on the single player, and then the 50 multiplayer levels with local and 4-player online co-op. And then, other than the actual in-game content, you've got things like the 2 free gamer pitches that you can unlock throughout the game. The free premium theme is brilliant. It's a better theme than what you actually pay for, 240 Microsoft points on the dashboard. There's a lot of them out there aren't very good at all. And then what's not actually been confirmed yet, but has been technically announced, is that Explosion Man is the first game to include avatar unlockables that can be technically achieved now, but won't be unlocked until the dashboard update that we made mention of earlier on the 11th of August. So, Pez, what have you been thinking of it?
I actually really, really enjoy it. It's a bit of fun. It's funny. Everyone who's played it knows the catchy little Everyone Loves Donuts song, which is fantastic. You're right, it does have a lot of content for what you pay for. I mean, it's only 800 Microsoft points, and I mean, so far I've given it a good solid amount of hours, and I'm still only halfway through the single player and haven't even scraped the multiplayer campaign. It's difficult in some parts. When I started off playing it, I thought it was actually pretty easy. But once you get, say, halfway through the first chapters, out of the three sets of chapters, it actually, the difficulty ramps up. And I actually had a fair bit of problems with the last boss, as we were discussing yesterday offline. But yeah, I mean, I'm still having a lot of fun with it, so it's good. I'm loving it.
Yeah, I must mention, though, that even though I said I completed the actual game within the first day, I did really hit it quite hard, and I think I ramped up maybe 6 to 8 hours of play on the very first day. So it's quite a long game. I'm not saying it's short by the fact that I completed it in the first day. I'm just saying that it was so addictive, I just couldn't stop once I'd started.
Yeah, you played it, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I like it, although I will admit I like their other game, The Mob, better, because it wasn't as Paranoid Theory would say, rage-inducing, because it was easier. But the Explosion Man, Donut Guy is hilarious, okay? I love that little song. And I can't wait to see what Avatar or Warble thing they give us. But I bet you're probably going to get to like complete the campaign on multiplayer or something like that. And I know you played the trial of it, right, Tim?
Yeah, the trial is just amazing. I mean, yeah, Fuller, have you played the trial?
I haven't, no.
No, you need to. It's amazing. It actually, like, just playing the trial, you see how amazingly fun it is, and you just want to go pick it up.
I'll give it a go. I'll probably download it tonight, then.
Well, as I was saying, the multiplayer on it is actually quite a big aspect. I think they spent a lot of time on that during development because it is very well made. With the multiplayer, if you've got, say, two people or four people, the difficulty is equal because with two people, you've got to get more done by yourself. But, say, with four people, you have to coordinate four people better, which can be hard. And if you've got, like, a weak link in the, like we did when we were playing four-player, that one person can stay down there continuously bouncing on a barrel and never make it up for the next half an hour. But the local multiplayer and the online multiplayer, they are really fun. And they also actively change itself depending on the amount of people playing. So say if you've got two people playing, the exact same level will only have the two switches needed to activate a gate. Whereas if you've got four people playing, it will require four people to open the gate or three to open three. Which is a good concept. It means that it actually changes the difficulty to suit the amount of people playing the actual game. Has no one else tried the multiplayer?
No, I haven't gotten around to it. I've been trying to get to the single player. I suck at it. So earlier today, it took me 40 minutes to get through one of the levels. I sucked so badly at it.
Yeah, I've got the final boss fight. It's 25 minutes it took me to complete the final boss fight.
Yeah.
I know we're going to have an interview with Josh Baer, the Chief Creative Officer over at Twisted Pixel Games, for our podcast here, but due to some technical difficulty and scheduling issues with the release of course, Explosion Man, the end part of this week, we've been unable to get that yet, but we will have that interview for you guys on the next podcast. Now, next week's releases, we actually have some good games that are coming out, and also another great addition to the Summer of Arcade. In the U.S. next week, main Xbox is, of course, The King of Fighters, a very, very good game for those of you who like that fighting genre, and also the Gears of War 2 All Fronts Collection, which will also have a single-player mission, and also it'll be a map pack collection with all the DLC. So if you have not picked up that stuff up, if you're wary of buying things over Xbox Live, as I know some people are, you can definitely go out next week and pick up the All Fronts Collection and get that addition to your Gears of War 2 experience. Now, over in the UK, you guys will be getting the GeForce game that I mentioned earlier from the Disney movie that we got here in the US. And also, Jason, down there in Australia, next week you guys will be getting the full Watchmen set, parts 1 and 2 of Watchmen, The End Is Nigh, that was released this week here in America and also in the UK. And the big release next week, and I am bad at this, is Marvel vs. Capcom 2 in the big Summer of Arcade release next week. a fighting game, but I know it's extremely fun. I'm looking forward to at least playing it. I know I'm going to be no good at it.
Don't worry. I'll go easy on you. But I have one thing to say, though. King of Fighters, I honestly think they chose a bad time because I'm just Japanese fighters in general, because Street Fighter came out earlier this year. Blaze Blue just came out. And on the arcade, there was like two SNK games, I think, like last month. Okay? And now Marvel vs. Capcom 2. Now, in my opinion, you know, like, let's look at last year when we just had Mortal Kombat, Soul Calibur 4, and I think like a couple of things on the arcade, but dispersed throughout the year. Now, fighting games aren't like shooters where you can just, you know, pop one in and go to another one immediately afterwards, okay? Fighting game takes time, okay? I've been playing Blaze Blue a lot, but I still haven't gotten, you know, to intermediate level with any of the characters. So, and I've only been using about four of them, so I don't know what's compelling all these fighters to come out so quickly after one another. But Marvel vs. Capcom 2 is fun. I have it on the original Xbox. I played it to death. But to be honest with you, I'm not quite sure if I'm going to be buying it because from what I understand, all the unlocks are already going to be unlocked in it. And with the disc version of it, that was where you got all your, you know, replayability from, okay? Because you had to go through the arcade mode tons of times just to get enough points to get one new character. So I know it's going to be good for a lot of people, so like they won't be unbalanced. Like, say, like, Tam, you haven't played before, so you can just choose some good character like Magneto or something to go on there and fight someone who's played before and has, like, Juggernaut, who are two late unlocks in the game, and you might be on decent footing, you know? So, just my opinion on it. How about you guys?
Yeah, I'm actually pretty bad at fighting games, so the only one I'm actually decently good at is Soul Calibur 4. And so, I mean, you do lose a lot of replayability for this one, like you were saying, because of all the unlocks are already done, but I don't know. There's just been so many fighting games come out that it just seems like they're saturating the market at the moment. Like, you'll see not much come out for a while and then just be everywhere. You won't be able to look anywhere and not see a fighting game, so I don't know.
How about you, Tim? What's your opinion on it?
About fighting games coming out after each other? I think they really need to, but I think this may have been just, I know everyone thinks that, but they probably need the money. It's probably that part of the, I mean, I'm not saying, wow, that sounded really
good. You heard it here first, Marvel Capcom, they're going to go bust.
I need the money.
They need to pay bills.
So I was really talking about the King of Fighters company, but I mean when it gets down like I guess this stage of the development, you know, cycle, you're gonna need your money, so you're gonna need to get that game out there and get the sales rolling in. So it may be bad timing on them, but I'm pretty sure if they wanted to wait, I'm pretty sure they would have. But you know, like when we see all these games that are kind of similar just drop at the same time, I think it's really a point of it's that time for them to get that money out there so they can start recouping some of that investment. I mean, I'm sure they would not have wanted this because I'm sure there are fighting game lovers out there that are going to come home or they're going to be here on Monday night or Tuesday, you know, Tuesday whenever the new games come out, and they're going to go and they're going to be like, King of Fighters, am I going to go pay for a full game to get my fight on, or am I going to go ahead and just go home and download Marvel vs. Capcom, which is going to be advertised probably a lot more heavily than King of Fighters.
Yeah, or they're going to go with Blaze Blue, considering its pedigree and everything that's been said about it already by reviewers.
Yeah, but it's not actually out in the UK, so.
Well, if you're out of luck.
It's out on in Australia on PS3, but not on 360.
So that's another nice one there for you, Jason.
Yeah, I got the shaft again.
And another thing, recently that's coming out that everybody is getting really excited about and will be coming to everybody on August 11th are Avatar Unlockables, things that you can achieve In addition to achievement points in games that you can use to outfit your avatar on the Xbox Live service. Now, you guys have heard about this as well. What do you guys think about it?
Well, it was announced at E3 this year, and they showed like an avatar wearing the full ODST outfit, and that kind of got me excited to start with. And well, after seeing a few of the screenshots so far, it's just been clothes, say like a pair of shorts that's got like a Halo logo on them, and there's been a few cool bits on there, but there's not 100 like things that I'd want to get, not like with themes and gamer pictures, but I don't know. I think time will tell on this one. What do you think about it, Pez?
I had a look at some of the pricing on some of them, and they're pretty damn expensive. The ones I saw was, yeah, like you said, the Halo ODST outfit, which hasn't actually been shown since, just as a preview. But the one that has come out was the Secret of Monkey Island LeChuck outfit, which looked good, but very expensive. Like, you're looking at the price of for the whole outfit, I think it's the same price as a premium theme, 240 Microsoft points, and even for the single sets of clothing is 80 Microsoft points, which is a lot just for, you know, just for a little bit of clothing. I mean it's a fantastic idea, and it's great that that Microsoft have listened to what the gamers have been saying for a while now, and that you can actually use achievements in games to do other things rather than just, you know, stroking your E-peen at a sizable achievement score. But it's good that they're added in the extra things for the achievements. But still, all the things that haven't been released for free are very, very expensive. And I just don't think a lot of people will be buying them.
Yeah, I was thinking when they actually came out, I'd probably buy maybe one or two pieces of clothing, but stick with them from the time being. Mainly because the stuff that's out that they've released for free is a bit, well, rubbish. They started bringing things out every week, like full sets of clothes. And then recently, I think it's been about 3 weeks since something decent's been released. And then this week, all we've had was shutter shades. Three pairs of shutter shades and a pair of little, like, Elton John glasses. And we haven't any, like, new shoes, new t-shirts, new trousers. I don't know, for probably about 3 weeks now. Which I suppose they're probably holding everything back until this update gets released. But I really, really am looking forward to maybe unlocking something like a Big Daddy costume, hopefully for achievements, or even if I have to pay for it, I'll have it, just for the fact that I want to have my avatar dressed like a Big Daddy.
It would be fun.
Well, I'm interested in the whole prop aspect. I'm just wondering how they'll, you know, utilize that, really. That'd be interesting to see. But, you know, like, some games I would like to see avatar stuff for, I know won't get it. Like, WorldCon versus DC Universe, I would love to have, like, a Raiden hat or, you know, something along those lines. But, you know, that Midway's, you know, gone the way of the Dodo. And other things, you know, that are kind of old, other games I would like to see, you know, avatar stuff for, like, maybe, like, I'd like to see, like, a Lost Planet outfit, you know, like, the whole get-up. But, and as for, like, props, I can't really think of what you would want as a prop. But another thing I can see them doing is, you know, band clothing or something, like a band shirt, like, let's say there was, like, a Rush or shirt or, like, a Metallica shirt, you know, you could sell those and make it, and those would do well.
The one thing I hope, though, is that Microsoft, Aaron was saying, there's been a bit of a drought over the last coming weeks with quality clothes coming out. I hope that there, once this new update comes out and they have the ability to pay for stuff, that we won't stop seeing those free clothing coming out, because I think that's still important to have some of those free clothes come out. And also, the other thing I'd like to see is the ability to recolor your clothing, because there's some shirts I actually really like, but I just don't like the color of. Like, it's just I'd like the ability to, you know, just do a palette swap on some of the clothes.
Yeah, that'd actually be quite simple to do. The fact is, yeah, it'd probably be a little bit harder if it's got a pattern on the shirt as well, but maybe they could just have, like, a default T-shirt. So it's just a plain T-shirt, and you can choose what color the T-shirt was, or shoes, or trousers, or just part of it change the color. because at the moment, like, you go on your dashboard and pretty much everyone's wearing the same clothes. What basically the best looking things on there. Not obviously everyone in your friends list is wearing the exact same thing, but the majority of people have got things crossed over. Like the shutter shades, since they were released, about 50% of my friends list are all wearing white shutter shades. Which, yeah, it looks cool, but if everyone's wearing them, it's not really making yourself distinguished. And that was the whole point in Avatar Unlockables, which is creating a digital version of yourself to represent you on the internet so that not everyone is just a name and falls along with this like massive crowd, that you can actually remember someone by what they're supposed to look like. And with the clothes at the moment, everyone just looks the same.
Except for me. Have you seen my pimp white suit? It's fantastic.
Is your hair pink? I haven't...
Okay, I will talk about this for a second. When I joined Xbox Insider, just because if you didn't know this, the default hair colors are all there. But if you hold, if you go into the hair color and hold down left trigger for 60 seconds, when the hair color spins, you hit A, it'll unlock a whole new set of colors like pink, green, blue, everything like that. So just to show my fiance that it worked, I changed my hair color to pink, and that was when my avatar picture got taken on for Xbox Insider. So I didn't want it to be pink, but it was, because I wanted to show her that it worked. Since then, I have changed it back to the blonde.
Hey, nothing wrong with weird color hairdo. My guy's hair is purple, so...
I suppose along with all the other, like the Avatar Unlockables and the new Avatar Marketplace, there's a few other things that are coming out with the update, like the new support Blade and... both Twitter and Facebook, which aren't coming out straight away, but they'll be coming out this fall, won't they? What do you think about any of this?
I think everything that's happening this fall is going to be amazing. I think it's just going to be great how quicker the dashboard's going to run. I signed up for the actual preview program, and I haven't gotten my email yet, but I'm hoping I'll be able to, and I'll be able to get ahead and get a bit of a... an update and maybe just a little preview of what's actually going to be happening. I mean, the avatar clothes, that's just tops. I really am looking forward to it. I'm really hoping my avatar would look pretty great in the Crackdown outfit.
Yeah, I signed up for the preview thing too, but I just wonder, if you get in the preview, will they have the Avatar Marketplace up and running already, or probably not? But
no, they won't.
Yeah, I would assume not, but. But otherwise, I know the thing that's interesting to me about the update, besides marketplace features, I'm not going to be ever using Netflix or anything like that. It's just supposedly like the little improvements, like the little patches going on. That's the only thing I really care about besides the marketplace changes.
I think that when you sign up, if you get into the preview program, I actually think you do get access to the market, the Avatar Marketplace.
You can't buy anything though. I know. I believe it's up and running, but you can't actually buy anything. There's no actual transactions going through as of yet.
Oh, right. That's pretty sucky.
Not really. You've only got to wait another 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Two weeks. 2 weeks is an eternity.
Oh, not really.
It's the time between podcasts.
Yeah, so we'll be talking about that hopefully next time.
Yeah.
And then we'll be discussing how many people's Xboxes it's bricked and stuff like that, because that's no doubt going to happen.
Always. Every time.
Every time. I actually read on some joystick comments that people have been getting the E74 error from people that have already got the dashboard update.
That does suck, actually.
How annoyed would you be if you got into that preview program and then it bricked your Xbox and you didn't get it back for 2 weeks until everyone else got the...
I got to see it for 10 seconds early.
And then it came back with a broken faceplate.
Yeah, a broken faceplate. Well, they have replaced
red
it. They
dust
did,
on it.
They did do it extremely fast, because my Xbox was returned to me on Tuesday, and the faceplate came through this morning. And it did come with like an apology letter saying that they probably couldn't get it off well enough, and it was probably jammed on there or something. But they could have just replaced it at the repair center. Why did they have to send it back to me with a broken faceplate, and then I had to call them up and get a new one?
That's not only... What about the red mark that was on there? What's that for?
it was like a red stain on there as well that I couldn't get off.
So, someone threw a brick at it. Someone was having cordial and spilt their Kool-Aid on it.
Oh no, a Kool-Aid.
You're dipping in the Kool-Aid, you don't even know what flavor it is.
Oh! I remember that from like second grade or something. It wasn't even that old. It was kind of old though. But I remember that. That's a blast from the past.
What are you talking about?
Dipping in the Kool-Aid.
We don't have Kool-Aid here. We have cordial.
That's
Kool-Aid
like...
is this powder that you add sugar and water to make cordial. We just have cordial here that comes as a syrup and you add it to water and you drink it.
That jug thing that was through pool.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Family Guy teaches me things.
Now, along with avatars and unlockables, the hype coming along with that, something else happened this week over at Comic-Con that is stirring up a lot of hype and a lot of conversation, and a lot of people are looking forward to it.
I know what it is.
You know what it is?
The Marvel Ultimate Alliance leaks.
Unfortunately, those, while being great, are not exactly what I'm talking about. Halo is taking over Comic-Con right now with both information about ODST, new screenshots that were released this week, and also the announcement of the Halo anime at Comic-Con earlier this week. And I must say, that anime, I'm on the fence about it. What do you guys think?
I already think that they've tried to extend the whole Halo universe too much. You got things, it's good. You got Halo 1, Halo 2, Halo 3, you got Halo Wars, you got ODST, you got Reach, there's all the books.
Yeah, technically Marathon as well.
Yeah, they are, I suppose, part of the same universe.
I actually think it's a pretty good idea. The production value of Halo and story-wise, not so much in the games, the story in the games is pretty average. But a lot of fans love it. But it does have a very big user base. A lot of people are, you know, there's a lot of speculation on the story, books to the story, and there's a lot of speculation on it. So I think this could add a fair bit to it. I think, a lot of fans will be, you know, chomping at the bit for this one, ready for it, and I think it'll be pretty successful just for the user base alone, even if it sucks.
Well, you see, first thing, I hate anime. But, you know, I love the Halo universe, so I'm really torn about this, you know?
What type of nerd hates anime?
An American nerd, okay? But, anyway, as I was saying, you know, but if my friend, some of my friends who on live who like anime get when that I watch an anime, that they will kill me. I've never seen the end of it.
Yeah, that's true. You'll have to watch it on the sly. It's like secretly watching Pokemon.
Secretly? I just watch it anyway.
Whipping it out in public.
It's Pikachu!
There's nothing wrong with Pokemon. Watching Pokemon, you learn a lesson.
About life.
There's a
about
moral
love.
Every episode.
Talking of Pokemon, has anybody seen the voice actor for Ash? She's smoking hot. Anyway.
Really?
Yeah. Bit creepy there.
The American one or the Japanese one?
Yeah, the American one.
All right, I'll have to look into it.
Yeah, she's pretty damn hot.
Well, that's it for our podcast today. The information has been great, great. Thanks a lot. I'd like to thank everybody here for joining us. Aaron, thank you. Fuller, joining us here. Jason, Pesmer. And also want to spank, of course. thank you, rather.
Okay. Well, thank you. You want to
spank out?
Should I start over?
No. This will be the end.
This is the
Leave
end.
Leave that in. Leave it in.
Count Yoda, thank you so much for joining us here.
That was a pleasure.
Really, really, really appreciate you joining us here on the podcast. I'm Edward, and we will see you guys next time. Thanks.
Bye.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Yeah, someone was typing then. I don't know who it was. I'm not going to say Fuller. Don't go crazy on me. But someone was typing.
I'm not even touching my keyboard.
He's touching his joystick.
Oh, no.
Oh.
And he doesn't mean his gamepad.
Yoda!
What were you playing this week, little boy?
Hey, yo. What
you
playing this week?
You need to poop? All right.
I'm not joking. Hurry up. I need to poop.
Okay. I got it.